afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We bring you this special radio broadcast in order to give you the very latest information on an amazing phenomenon.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
It's been that way for 2 hours. And the tension is just beginning. Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I think something is happening.
Let's take a step back in time. Deadline coming up April 8th, as you know. Windows XP no longer being supported. Doesn't mean your Windows XP is going to stop working. You'll just no longer, Microsoft will no longer be producing most of the updates on an ongoing basis. There will be some malware updates and that sort of thing. They've announced that recently, extending it for another year or so. So what do you do to, if you use a Windows XP and you just really, for whatever reason, it's important enough to you to consider just staying with Windows XP, you really feel compelled to do that, what do you do to protect yourself in that situation? It's actually pretty simple. One of the first things, obviously, that you can do is you need to decide, number one, if that machine needs to be an internet machine. I mean, depending on what you're doing, if you're not getting Windows updates from Microsoft anyway every Tuesday, depending on what you're doing, it may not need to be connected. And that would be one of the first things. If you can make that decision that your Windows XP machine that you, for whatever reason, are just really wanting to keep and use, if you don't have it connected to the Internet, nearly 100% of the potential vulnerability is gone. I mean, there's always that possibility you have an infected flash drive or something, or, you know, that you bring over. But that would be very, very low threat profile, vulnerability profile. Now, if you decide, you know, geez, the Internet is awfully, you know, the need for the Internet is pretty much universal and it includes me with this Windows XP machine. I really do need to keep on the Internet with it. Well, of course, you know, you continue to keep it protected with some of the software that we talk about, like Avast or AVG, other malware tools like Malwarebytes. Important whether, you know, it would be, I'll tell you, it would be important whether it was a Windows XP or a Windows 7 machine or a Windows 8 machine. Some of the same software would be recommended. Some of the same procedures in terms of what you do would be recommended. The reality is, the most important protection for you is how you behave on that computer on the Internet, whether it's email or whether you're browsing. You know, if you're going to wacky sites that are not trustworthy, you're going to have issues, and you probably wouldn't be quite as vulnerable with Windows 7 or certainly with Windows 8, but similarly vulnerable. You're still doing really vulnerable stuff. So, you know, if you make sure that you're not doing really wacky stuff, you don't open attachments and emails. The thing with that thing, I'll tell you, whether it's going to a website or opening an email, if in doubt, don't. And I'm talking about if you have 5% doubt. If you're only 90, 95% sure it's legit, don't do it. It isn't worth it. It can cost you hundreds of dollars. Could cost you potentially all of your data. So, don't panic about the Windows XP thing, although I have to tell you that it does make sense. It is a good opportunity. Maybe you don't make the change till May. Maybe you don't make the change till July, whatever. But it's a good opportunity to consider, you know what, I need to stop being a crank and go ahead and upgrade. You know, maybe you don't upgrade to Windows 8. Maybe you upgrade to Windows 7. That's a legitimate thing. Certainly bypass Vista. And if you do decide to go to Windows 8, don't go to Windows 8. Go to Windows 8.1. Of course, you can upgrade Windows 8 and then upgrade Windows 8 to 8.1, but that's, you know, if you can kill two sturds with one bone, you're much better off. Go right to 8.1 if you're going to do that. And one of the things that's surprising, particularly with Windows 8, because of its reduced load on video, it will actually run better on a lower spec machine than Windows 7. So let's say you've got a machine that's, you know, 2005, 2006 machine. It's a dual core. Maybe it doesn't have discrete video. You do have, you know, 4 gigs of RAM perhaps, maybe only 2. You'll be surprised how well Windows 8.1 will run on it. Now, if you're gaming, forget it. If you're doing video editing, forget it. You know, you're going to want a modern quad-core discrete video machine. But you know what? You're not running Windows XP on a machine like that anyway, right? Machine that's old enough to have XP installed for 99% of us out there is going to be a machine that's a single-core or dual-core at best and, you know, kind of considered borderline in terms of running a modern OS. I got to tell you, Windows 8, 8.1, does a good job in terms of the load it puts on hardware. So, you know, you might have more flexibility in that regard than you think, and it may actually make more sense to go to a Windows 8.1 install as opposed to a 7. I mean, what you could always do in 7 is upgrade to 7 and then kill all the transparencies and the arrow look and all that stuff. Then you'll essentially have what looks like Windows 8 with a similar kind of hardware load. So you do have some options, a good opportunity to consider seriously doing the upgrade, but if you don't do the upgrade, it is not panic time, particularly for a machine that's not connected to the Internet. Vulnerability is not going to be a big concern. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Down to, 111 stories. Interesting development from AT&T, although I think a lot of us saw this coming. They're beginning to do some trials where they're going to kill their conventional phone line services. So if you're contracted with AT&T, they're going to be moving away. This isn't happening tomorrow, and it isn't happening everywhere to everybody. But they're going to want to move you off of their conventional copper phone services onto their IP-based, Internet-based, although they don't often sell it that way, phone services. Cheaper, easier to manage, easier for them to add and subtract and create new services in terms of new features that you might find worth subscribing to. These are just trials, limited trials in limited areas, so you don't have to be concerned that suddenly you're going to be confronted with absolutely having to get rid of your conventional phone. I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's a good thing. Good for AT&T and good for its customers. In some ways, it's kind of surprised me that it's taken this long. I'm surprised that the trials didn't happen somewhere in between 2010 and 2012. The fact they're doing trials now in 2014 kind of surprises me. I think you're going to see full implementation of this sort of thing in 2015, 2016, perhaps. And again, I don't think it's a negative. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. You know, and talking about using older, slower hardware, I'll tell you, if you've got a 4-gig computer, dual-core or better, you know, dual-core 2.5 gigahertz, not a 1.2, that gets pretty tough to deal with. But a dual core or better, 2.5 gigahertz or better, 4 gigs of RAM in an SSD drive, it will cook with Windows 8.1. Now again, if you're doing video editing and that sort of thing, you're not going to be happy. But you'd be amazed at how well that operating system performs on a machine like that, and there's millions of them out there. Well, you can tell by that funky music in the background, we're flat out of time. I want to thank you for joining us. Had a great time today. Seemed like a really quick show. Hope you enjoyed it. We sure did. We'll be back next week. Same bat time, same bat station. In the meantime, have a safe, sane, sober weekend. When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.